I'm Noah Adams. This is Day to Day. A shakeup could be in the offing for the nation's largest pension fund. A vote is scheduled today to determine whether the president of the California Public Employees Retirement Fund, it's known as CalPERS, will stay in that job. His supporters say the ouster would be a blow to corporate reform. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Tess, what's going on? Why is it a big deal?
Well, the head of CalPERS, Sean Harrigan, said this week that he expects to lose that position when the state personnel board votes today. He claims that Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger lobbied to have him removed because of his ties to labor and also because of the stand that CalPERS has been taking on various corporate governance issues. The governor's office has pretty much scoffed at that idea. In fact, his spokesman called it paranoid. But this is generating headlines because CalPERS is, as you said, the largest pension fund in the country. It manages $177 billion in assets for 1.4 million state employees.
What has CalPERS been doing that's offending corporate America in the larger picture so much?
Well, it's been very outspoken lately on issues ranging from what auditors are allowed to do and not do at their client companies to withholding support from some very high-profile business people, including Michael Eisner at Disney and even Warren Buffett at Coca-Cola. Harrigan also got CalPERS involved in the big grocery workers' strike last year. He's an official with the Food Workers Union. So the fund hasn't been making friends in the boardroom. And Adam Kanzer, the director of shareholder advocacy at Domini Social Investments, says this is really just another example of a long-running corporate backlash against reform.
I think they've kind of latched on to Mr. Harrigan's, you know, union connections to suggest that there's some significant conflict of interest here. And I hope that we don't lose the substance of the issues that CalPERS has been addressing in the fog of, you know, debate about whether or not, you know, this was motivated by his connections to the UFCW or as a, you know, fiduciary for the California pension system.
And again, that issue he mentioned is this whole notion of corporate reform, and he says, you know, that shouldn't get lost in the uproar over Harrigan and that CalPERS really should stay the course here.
Yeah, and CalPERS should continue its activism, you mean?
Yeah, and it's really been a pretty visible leader throughout the years in corporate governance and shareholder activism, and that's really just simply due to its size. It's kind of like that old E.F. Hutton commercial, when CalPERS talks, right. People, corporate America in particular, listen, if not fully, then at least with one ear. And CalPERS is certainly not a fund to ignore. But for some, the question is, over the last year or two, have they gone too far? Obviously, there's a lot of disagreement about that. And Noah, today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at how the major U.S. airlines are jockeying for the rights to new routes to China.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business program, Marketplace, joins us regularly at this time for talks about money and business. Marketplace, produced by American Public Media. Thank you, Tess.
Thank you, Noah.